Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why don't they just let me live? I don't need permission, name my own decision. That's my prerogative.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Come on, man. That's Bobby Beaton, man.
That is the peak of Bobby Brown.
See, yeah.
That and Roni.
This is why they won the Super Bowl. 22 horrible music choices.
Yeah.
All the way down to Uzi, whatever.
Yeah.
This year, they got DMX, this
Bobby
song.
Brown.
They went back to old school this year. Yeah. Yes.
Many men. Yes.
Think about it. Old school and training camp. Old school music.
Yeah.
That's why they won the Super Bowl.
I'm wondering where Jalen has an old school soul, but he doesn't do...
He's
more
90s
of the
guy.
Soulful music, yeah.
Yeah. He's more of a 70s guy.
Yeah. Well, I'm wondering where
this came from?
Where the old school hip-hop came from on the team.
Well, Nick's about our age, isn't he? Is he a little younger?
Sure. We trusted Nick with the music?
I don't know. He knew all the words to My Prerogative.
Yeah. He looked right at Elliot when the Many Men started playing and said, videotape this and get it out there.
Yeah. Maybe I'm underestimating Coach as to what's on his list, his Spotify list.
Don't judge a book by its cover. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers congratulates the Birds on a championship. Make her feel like a world champion with a custom diamond engagement ring from Marks. Online at marks-jewelers.com. On Tell the Truth Thursday, our question is, who surprised you the most on the Eagles this year? And the first response is the defense. And that is not a good response. Because it's got to be one person.
Right.
It's got to be one person. So the defense surprised us all, except for Corey, who knew everybody was great, as I expected. But you got to pick one person. I think the defense is a good thing, but we want to know specifically who surprised you.
We're giving love to individuals.
Yes. We are a team full of individuals. So 215-592-9494, Yoshi and Brewery Town, you're on WIP.
Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby, still champions, baby. And what's poppin'?
What up, Yosh?
Happy Thursday. And the question yesterday, I'm basking in this all the way to September 4th, Thursday.
Me too.
September 4th. That's how long, what's the name? I'm tweeting about it every day. I'm popping off every day. What's the name? Every day I'm sending my Dallas Cowboys family eyeballs. That's all I'm saying too. They had called me Ike and congratulated me. And you know what I did? I sent them back, Chad Ocho Cinco. Child, please, get out here. Leave me alone. And you know what, man? What's the name? The person who surprised me the most, it took 24 years for the person to do the same thing exactly that was done in 2002. Howie Roseman picked a cornerback and a cornerback, what's his name, in the first and the second round. And the last time we did that was in 2002 with Lito Shepard at 26, Sheldon Brown at 59. This year it was 24 and 40. He surprised me by doing something we had not done in 22 years. years.
And we paid a running back, by the way. That's another surprising thing.
Hey, boy, you ain't even let me finish.
Oh, sorry.
Name, like,
sorry,
let me finish talking.
Sorry,
because I ain't even touched on you killed Bobby Brown in your first year on the daggone show.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And we partied to Bobby Brown the other night, and you killed Bobby Brown.
I did not kill him. I just,
yes,
I was thinking of Whitney.
You know what? I screen recorded the call, what's his name, so I can bring it up later on. I'll play it for you when I see you.
All
you
right.
Said, isn't Bobby Brown dead?
Well, because I was thinking of Whitney. That's why.
But no, man, you know I love you, Spike. What's the name? No, man, for me, it's Howie Roseman by going out there and doing that, signing the running back, getting two cornerbacks. Not only did he get two cornerbacks, he got the number two rated cornerback and the number five rated cornerback in the 2024 draft. And that says so much. That boy surprised me by doing that. And then going out and paying Saquon Barkley the money that he paid him, like, that's big. That is big. Those dudes, what's name? They just shut down everything soon as Coop came in. Quinion was already doing his thing. Sat Maddox down. Coop came in, and I don't remember Quinion giving up nothing until Scary Terry in that second game, and Coop was saying in that daggone Carolina game when it was some white on white crime at the way Adam Thielen did.
Adam Thielen.
But outside of that, man, was saying them boys just they were shut down. And I love OG Way. OG, you my dude. Stop trying to stir the pot. AJ, look, man, AJ is a dude that battles with himself. And AJ and Jalen, in my opinion, is not Donovan and Terrell. Cause Jalen is calmer and his armor is thicker, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And then with AJ, he's wild, he's a wild child, but T.O. is not taking accountability in over 20 years for the part that he played, and daggone AJ reading the book, self-expressing himself and saying where he's wrong at with the different things I've seen him say. That's taking accountability. You still gonna battle those demons, but he's trying to correct the things within himself he's doing. The boy put up that he ready to go back to work. He don't want nobody shine. He gave Jalen so much praise on that Fox podium after that game without hesitation. And we know he don't fake the funk for nobody. He praised Jalen. He told people who Jalen was. So if you didn't understand him, I'm going to give you a little bit of him so you can understand him more. And then he has so many celebratory moments on his page of late with him and Jalen. So let's stop staring the pot already. And AJ ain't going to daggone New England because Vrabel was his coach in Tennessee, and he grew up loving the Patriots. He just won a Super Bowl with the Philadelphia Eagles, and the Patriots ain't got nothing going on. You think that boy want to take a step back? H-E-11, no, it ain't doing. But how close am I, dude? I love y'all, Cap. I agree. We champions all the way to next February, but we going to bask in it to Thursday, 2025, September 4th. Give me my neck roll! And Bobby Brown is fat and alive.
All right. All
nah.
Right.
Gotcha. All he's right. Living good.
You know, Yoshi's saying he's going to celebrate to next February. I'd like to remind Yoshi that...
Next September.
Oh, okay. Because we did boo the Eagles at halftime.
Right.
Yeah,
the
but
first
that was
game
even after. A celebratory.
Well, they deserved it.
Well, it was like, we got to show we still have it. You know what I mean?
Right. Show that we're still tough.
Yeah.
I'm fine with AJ being who he is 100%, and he'll get this out of his system. I do sort of see the other side. If I was a big Jalen Hurts defender guy or whatever, and I saw that the 2 days after the Super Bowl, I would perceive it as at least a somewhat of a slight. If I were in that position, I could.
Yeah.
I guess what I would say is if I were thinking that way, I could understand why you would see that as a slight.
OG has his sort of radars up on AJ.
Yes, he has for a while.
Yeah, he's been this way.
Well, even Corey said it too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I think it's just whatever it is he's tweeting his way through, whatever it is he's going through, and thinking about. And Yeah, I don't really think it's anything major because, quite frankly, I don't think the quarterback pays any attention to any of it.
Yeah, well, I don't think he does either.
Yeah, yeah. I just think Jalen is gone about doing whatever he's doing. So if there's one guy that's, even if he is stomping his feet or what have you, if no one's reacting to it, pretty soon he's just going to be over there stomping his feet on his own.
Yes.
Whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you kind of got to just let him get it out of his system, and he'll be all right in a couple weeks.
Maybe Howie gives him another contract.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah. So Saquon Barkley was on the Howard Stern show yesterday, and I mentioned that there was one thing that he didn't quite get, didn't really love from fans at the Super Bowl, and here's how that conversation went.
From where you're sitting, do you think Travis Kelce is going to marry Taylor Swift, or what do you think? What's going to happen there?
Hey, I have no idea. I will say this, though. They showed her on the Jumbotron, and she got booed. I don't get it. I don't get why she was getting hate there.
I didn't like that either.
Yeah, she's just there supporting her significant other, and she's made the game bigger. You know, we're all about how can we expand the game and make it more internationally, and we're traveling to Brazil, and we're traveling to Mexico, and her being a part of it is only helping it. So I don't get the slack that she's getting. But, yeah, I can't give you an answer.
It's a game. Lighten up a little bit, you know?
So they booed her because she's cheering for the Chiefs. I mean, that's why they booed her. I think she's a little overexposed. Probably the football fan is like enough already. Mm-hmm. But I don't care that they booed her. She's cheering for the Chiefs. I mean, I understand why she was surprised by it, but it doesn't bother me. Did it bother you?
No, none of this stuff bothers me. Oh, okay. This is all a bunch of nonsense surrounding a game. Taylor Swift is a public figure. She's in a pro-Eagles crowd where the majority of the fans are Eagles fans. This is how Eagles fans react. That's obviously, she's never been to the game at Lincoln Financial Field rooting for the opposing team. Oh, she would have already been booed.
Yeah, she would have been booed here.
Exactly. So everywhere else she's been either Arrowhead Stadium or in a crowd. I don't know. She didn't go to the Buffalo game, right? Last year when they beat the Buffalo Bills.
I don't think she was there. Buffalo?
I don't know. When Jason was jumping out of the suite and all that.
Right.
I can't remember if Taylor Swift was there.
I don't remember.
But she's normally in a crowd that's usually pro-Chiefs.
Right.
So, of course, she's not getting booed. That was probably the first time she's been booed. You think Taylor Swift is used to being booed?
Yeah, actually, I thought it was kind of funny.
That's probably the first time she's being booed. Well, you're going up against a fan base that doesn't care that you're Taylor Swift.
Right.
Well, first of all, they recognize the fact that you were an Eagles fan, and now you're rooting against them.
Which is even worse.
So Eagles fans are knowledgeable. They're very knowledgeable. And Saquon, in his first year with us, is learning that still. I always tell people, I said this about AJ after the first year. It was funny because it was something we were talking about on the show, Fritz, back then. And I was like, well, AJ only really knows the good side of the Eagles fans.
Well, right. That's how last year ended.
Yeah, because his first year, he went to the Super Bowl. Like, you haven't seen the other side of the fan base when we're upset at you.
Yeah, everything's great here. Saquon's never been on the other side.
Yeah, he hasn't been on the other side.
Yeah.
So
we do both. We're great when it's great, and we're horrible when it's bad.
It's our fan base, man. We ain't changing for nobody. I didn't think it was a big deal. And I'm glad she didn't, other than her facial response to it, she didn't tweet something or anything of that nature.
Yeah,
so
she's smart enough.
Yeah, she didn't pour fuel on the fire.
Channeling Michael Jordan, she would say, Eagles fans spend money too, you know? And that's why she doesn't want to. And plus, we have our new Queen Anne Hathaway, which is our Eagles fan.
I need her out there saying something.
What's that?
I need Anne Hathaway out there and more than just the Super Bowl.
She better be at the parade tomorrow.
What if she is? Does she get to be a fan then, Jack?
Still monitoring. Mm. Yeah, we have to monitor.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It's still easy to be a fan right now. It's easy to attach yourself. See, here's why I kind of understand where Jack is coming from.
Thank you. Jack has rules, all these rules of being a fan.
He does. Even though they don't necessarily apply to him all the time, mm-mm, he's still gatekeeping for the rest of the fans. There's a badge of honor that comes along with being an Eagles fan, especially the diehards, because you've gone through the bad times as well, and you didn't abandon the team.
Right.
You've gone through when we get ripped as a fan base and how we don't appreciate this guy or this coach or this and that and the other, when the national media wants to dump on the fan base. I don't see Anne Hathaway jumping out there to defend Eagles fans when something like that is going on.
And you know, it's why I'm not even happy for, like, the 15-year-old kid right now who's been through three of this. Like, yeah, get some hair in your chest, okay?
See, he's not
now,
even
don't
letting
be upset at the kids.
Nah,
it's not their fault.
Exactly. They're born at the right time, and they get to enjoy all of this.
I grew up in the early 2000s. That was my Eagles.
Hold on. This guy talking. He's going to be a part of three championships.
Yeah, I could say the same thing about you. Yeah. You're 30, right?
Yeah.
Your entire life, the Eagles have been competitive.
Good. Yes.
But also peak heartbreak.
No. What about you're not allowed to be a fan until you went through what Eagles fans in the 80s and 90s
right.
went through. How about that?
Right.
You didn't experience Rich Kotite. You didn't experience Norman Brayman. You didn't experience not winning a playoff game with Buddy Ryan.
Right.
You didn't experience all those things.
Exactly.
You didn't experience letting Reggie White go to Green Bay.
Right.
Yeah, you didn't, Jack. So maybe you shouldn't be at the parade.
Well,
let Anne Hathaway in.
Many people would say I don't deserve to be at the parade.
I love the fact this is about Anne Hathaway with you.
Yeah. He's on the pathway to Hathaway.
Yes, he is.
Well, I, with
the 15-year-old kid. Don't be mad at the 15-year-old kid that gets to enjoy winning.
They're basically that kid in Boston with the 10 championship rings. Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong. I told my kids they're spoiled.
Yeah.
They are spoiled.
You ought to grow up when I played.
They are spoiled.
You should have been here when I played.
Well, they did go through Chip. They went through the Carson
controversy.
They were
too young to know Chip. They didn't really know what the hell was going on.
Yeah,
yes.
That was a crazy time.
Yes.
That was not a happy time, Chip. We had one happy season with Chip, really. Right?
Oh, well, come on, man. 2013 was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. First year. Yeah.
That was cool. Even the first game when the Redskins
Washington.
They were calling timeout, where they were faking injuries to get timeouts.
Yeah.
We were like, we have a whole new, we're going to ruin everyone.
Yeah. You've had three bad seasons with the Eagles, I believe.
Yeah.
Andy's last year.
20. And what would be another bad year?
The year Donovan tore his ACL.
Was that a 5-11 season?
Was that no? Because wasn't that the year that Garcia got out?
No, that was
Garcia
the next
was
year.
06.
Yeah, the 05 season was pretty bad.
Yeah, but even that's too young.
You were nine.
Right. Yeah, for this generation.
No, even you.
Yeah, you.
Yeah.
I'm just saying there needs to be some gatekeeping. All There's right. a lot of people that are now jumping on the bandwagon thinking this is easy.
You got to be at least 40 to gatekeep. Fans are out here. You can't gatekeep.
Well, hold on.
You're not old enough.
I went through 2012 to 2022 with the Fells.
Well, that's different.
Many people
that's different.
After four awesome years, though.
Five
awesome years.
Yeah. Break it down opening day, Cedric.
I mean, hold on, six. I'm even including 07.
Oh, 07 was the best.
Include 07 too.
Come on,
the
man.
Years when Odubel Herrera was the best player on the team. The
former All-Star Odubel Herrera.
Yeah,
who could forget?
215-592-9494. Tell the truth Thursday. Who surprised you most on the Eagles this year? Seth and Media, you're on WIP.
I thought you were going to say Seth Joyner.
No, he has not called us.
What's up, Seth?
What's going on, boys? Just enjoying this championship all weekend. You know what? I was born in 79, so I came up through the 80s, and I think it's perfectly reasonable to put the city on notice about Jack's suspect fandom.
I
gatekeep.
You know, he'll go to the parade, but you know he's wearing a Phillies jersey, right?
I did pack it.
Oh, that's for sure. Yeah, that's to remind everybody, pitchers and catchers. Here.
Well, that's also to get noticed more easily.
P's and C's.
Oh,
yeah.
Spike's on to you.
I didn't even pack
it. He's on to you. Spike's on to you.
I didn't even pack it. Okay. Jesus.
So we got a guy coming up this way, came up this way this morning, not necessarily further than Florida, but I thought it was interesting. 2 days ago, we called to make sure that he knew he was coming into town for the parade. He made an appointment to get his Eagles tattoo, like, right out of the gate. So he made sure he had that time put aside. So I think that's cool, man. Guys are, like, people coming in from out of town, like, just holding that spot down. And I think it's cool, man. I think the way the fans embrace all this stuff is wild.
It's awesome. Yeah.
Unfortunately, I won't be able to make the parade. I'm heading up to Massachusetts tomorrow, but I'll be listening to it. And that's what I did last time. And I shared this moment with this guy at in a Lowe's parking lot. We're both sitting in our cars listening to the Kelce speech the last time around because I didn't make it to the parade that time. I had to work. So we're sitting there and we're looking at each other. And the park comes on where he starts naming all the players. And we look at each other and we're dying laughing. And we're like, I can't believe this is happening right now. And it was just like, it was cool to have that moment and listen in on the air and everything like that. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah. If you're listening now, anyone who's listening, we will have complete parade coverage tomorrow. We'll be there from the morning show all the way through our show. And you'll be able to hear all the speeches on WIP as well. Yeah. And I would like to request to the Philadelphia Eagles that make sure, you know, I know one or two bad words is going to fly. But we have a limit as to how many we can catch, and if you could just be conscious of that.
Just space them out for us.
Space them out.
21 seconds. 21 seconds between curse words.
Yeah.
There's no way the big Aussie is going to follow those rules, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's going to be the worst one. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going off the hinges for sure. You know, there's so many. It's a great topic today. There's so many people to pick from with, like, who surprises who. And I think Corey really, like nailed it down with a bunch of different things. And before I get to my player, I just want to say we got to put all this Jalen Hurts nonsense to rest. Put it to rest. He is one of the best quarterbacks in the league for sure. So I'm tired of hearing it. I like, you know, they're like, well, if so-and-so didn't make that sack, if the defense didn't make this play, this dude drops dimes all the time. He has up games and down games and happens to the best of the quarterbacks, you know, to the best of the players. But he is, when he is in, like, what do the best players do, right? They play their best game at the brightest moment. Mm. And that's exactly what this dude does. That's exactly what he does. I'm so tired of this nonsense. He is a baller. He is a gamer. And I dare anybody to keep saying that because you know what? The more people talk smack about this dude, the more championships he's going to lay out in Philly. Period. Mm.
There you go, Seth.
Jack, anything?
Nothing? Nope. What? Nope. Got nothing.
We're not doing
not today.
Yeah, we're not doing
give
that
me,
this
give
week.
Me a couple weeks.
Yeah. Well, trust me, you think the topic's over. It ain't over.
I'm just
Oh, no, they just let you have it. They let you go with it. Yeah, they you let know, you go
not
with
this
it.
This week.
We're being adults, you know.
Nothing wrong with that.
You know, they're just being adults about it. And the guy's Super Bowl MVP. Not much you can say this week, but as soon as March comes, you can say whatever I want. So, who surprised you the most, Seth?
Next year, it's going to be... Sirianni, man, the way he turned everything around. I always liked him as a coach. You know, I know he's a little quirky and he had his kind of like moments and everything, but that Browns game was like a moment where I had to go like, man, like, why is he yelling at the fans? Like, what the heck? Like, we got a W out of this. Like, what's going on? And it was a little weird, but man, seeing the way that those players embraced him at the end of the year and all the, like, the behind the scenes stuff, man, you talk about being a leader. That's exactly what that guy does. And he might have other people there to call the plays and everything, but I was surprised at just how effective he is as a head coach. And I'm ride or die with those guys for the indefinite future.
All right, Seth, appreciate you calling and thanks for the memory from last year. I think Sirianni learned something too from that Cleveland experience because remember we had heard that the organization was not particularly happy with what he did there.
Sure,
and it takes a grown up to look at yourself and go, hey, you know, maybe
you know he got a little too emotional.
Yeah, did a little too much. But by the way, the players didn't dislike what he did at all that day.
No, they had his back because they felt the same way.
Right.
There's one thing when. You're inside that bubble, and your work and effort is being scrutinized and criticized. It can either pull you apart or band you together. Mm-hmm. And that's what these guys decided to do. they didn't decide to point fingers at each other like don't blame me, blame him. No, they all kept their mouth shut, talked about how there's a lot of football left to go, and, you know, you even heard players saying the first few weeks was a preseason. We didn't really have a preseason. These are things that you just tell yourself to sort of get through the moment. It wasn't as if they weren't going out there and trying, because had they been 4-0, nobody would have said anything about preseason football.
Right. Yeah.
So, and you certainly were a play away from being 3-1 if you catch the ball in the Atlanta game. Yep. It would easily been 3-1. So, when that happened with him, to me, what it showed me was it was residue from the end of the season when the players who decided to speak up and speak out and in support of Nick, they weren't about to let this happen to the team. So you almost had from the ending of the season, and you had a lot of players saying, it ain't Nick, it's on us. It's on us. They took that into that as well. Like, okay, our coach is catching a lot of heat. He's standing up here defending our play and riding for us. Of course, we're riding for him. So when he did that with the fans, you're going to get players like, yeah, get him, coach. Like, yeah, they, you know what I mean? Like, that's what it was. Even though it wasn't a good look.
Right.
Even though it wasn't a good look, they were still trying to show their support for him. Man, when they decide to tell the story of this season, that bye week, what went into that bye week, coming out of that bye week, man, there's a lot of there's got to be a lot of stuff behind the scenes, meetings, discussions, tough talks that took place that helped shape who this team was. Because I'll tell you another thing. They weren't completely out of the water of analytics involving themselves in the game.
Sure.
Because that was still going on for a few games.
Yep.
And at some point, they got out of the way and let Nick start doing more coaching by feel.
Well, and it's funny. You say they were a catch away from being 3-1, which you're right. But if you talk about the Green Bay game was maybe a pick six away from being a loss.
Yep.
And the Saints game was, what, 15-13?
Oh, they definitely could have lost that Saints game.
You know what I mean? Yes. Like, so
3-0 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it's so amazing to look at those first four games, you know.
They weren't playing like a 3-1 team.
No, they were not.
So, that's for sure.
All right, coming up next, Shiel Kapadia, who has joined us all year through the ups and mostly ups of this Eagles season.
Oh, did Shiel take the Chiefs?
No, he took the Eagles. Remember,
he had a very descriptive final way.
Oh, that's right. That's right, he did. Yeah.
Not even close. What an idiot, by the way.
Not even close.
Wasn't close.
I don't know whose picks were close. Mine wasn't close either.
No.
Actually, you know who was right? All the callers.
There were a lot of blowout calls. Yeah.
And we would roll our eyes every time because they're not going to blow them out. All right, whatever. Beat your chest a little more. So Shiel joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Enjoy USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone-in for $7.99 per pound, which pairs well with Josh Cabernet, 750-milliliter bottles priced at $14.99 each, or buy six or more mix and match for just $13.49 each plus CRV. Signature Select Value Pack Boneless Pork Top Loin Chops, $3.99 per pound. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.